Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me get organized here. You know, I have actually two different communion meditations, and it was just now that I decided on which one to go with. I'm sure none of you have ever gone through that. The one I'm not going to do today is an allegory about one of the meanest and baddest white Brahma bulls I've ever come across, named White Lightning. But I'm going to save that one until next time. Okay. What I want to talk about this morning, though, is life and death. I like to sit in my little easy chair with my cup of coffee and just ponder things. Are you at the age where you do a lot of pondering? Beth will look over at me and I'll just be sitting there with a blank look on her face. What are you thinking about, Joe? I'm just pondering. I like to think about ancestors. Do you ever think about your ancestors? How far back do you go? I go back hundreds of years to my ancestors. I love looking at history about the folks that came before. Two Rosser brothers came over from Wales back in the early 1600s that started our line here in the United States. I think about my ancestry a lot because it tells me who I am and where I come from. Let me give you just a couple of examples. In December 1830, my great-great-grandfather, George Percy Spence Rosser, was born in Georgia. As a young man, he fought in the Civil War under General Longstreet, who was commander of the 53rd Regiment in the Civil War. George Rosser fought at both Antietam and Gettysburg. At Gettysburg, loved ones were lost on both sides. Over 3,900 Confederate soldiers were killed, representing about 30% of Robert E. Lee's forces there. Some, I believe, 18,000 were wounded. In the Battle of Antietam, over 27% of General Lee's soldiers died, 10,300. Can you imagine? By the grace of God, George Spence Rosser was not one of those fatalities. After the war, he became Reverend Rosser and brought many to know Christ our Savior. I'm here today because he lived. I'm standing in front of you today because he lived. If he hadn't lived, I wouldn't be here today, but here I am. My great-great-grandmother on my mother's side was Rosanna Anderson. She was born in Mississippi in 1847, and she married a man by the name of James K. Polk Anderson. I guess you can tell who he was named after. After the Civil War, they lived in Livingston, Texas, and they owned land and farm. Because of his experience in the war, Polk Anderson was disabled and wouldn't get out and work the fields. Today we call that PTSD. By March 1866, my great-great-grandmother was 8 months pregnant with my great-grandmother. Word had gotten back to Rosanna's father, who lived in Nacogdoches, that his daughter was starving through the long, cold winter in East Texas. In March 1866, her father rode on horseback 68 miles from Nacogdoches to Livingston in order to take her back home with him. At 8 months pregnant, she rode with him on horseback back to Nacogdoches. It took nearly 3 days. 1 month later, in April 1866, my great-grandmother Lucinda Anderson was born. If Lucinda's mother, Rosanna, had lost her baby during the horseback ride from Livingston to Nacogdoches, I wouldn't be here. But I'm here because she lived. I could go on and on about ancestors, my ancestors that had near-death experiences, like my mother who nearly drowned at 2 in a big tub of water, if not for her 4-year-old sister, my Aunt Hilda, who slowly walked up to my grandmother and said, "Annie Lou's drowning. Annie Lou's drowning." Grandmother jumped up and pulled my mother out of the big tub of water. She lived, So I'm here. I live. Listen to the words of Scripture, because Jesus, well, let me give you a contrast. I'm here and you're here today at Ridge Chapel worshiping God and giving thanks for our Savior, Jesus Christ, because He died. I'm alive in Christ and you're alive in Christ because He died. If He hadn't died for us, none of us would be here today at this gathering, because there would be no church. This nation wouldn't have come into being and have been founded on Christian principles, because there wouldn't be any Christian principles. And who knows if this nation would have even been founded. Jesus died so we can be alive in Him and have hope of life everlasting. I live because He died. Listen to the words of Scripture, Romans 5, 6 through 8. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 5, 2. And walk in love as Christ loved up us and gave Himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. 2 Corinthians 5, 15. And He died for all, for those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. One more. 1 Thessalonians 5, 10. He died for us so that whether we're awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. So we gather here this morning to take communion together. We are partaking in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is not just some routine ceremony that we do. It has great weight. This is not about life and death. It's about death and life. Mark 14 says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, Take it, this is my body. So let's take our bread and let's take it together. Then He took a cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, and they all drank from it. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, He said to them. Let's take the cup. And let's pray. Father, we just thank You for sending Your Son who died so that we might have life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.